Last month, President Obama announced that the current 32,000 troops in Afghanistan will be drawn down to 9,800 by the start of next year. The president plans to withdraw those 9,800 by 2016. Senator Joe Manchin sent the president a letter on June 9th expressing his opposition to his decision of keeping any troops in Afghanistan after this year.
If the sectarian forces are greater than any ideologically or philosophical, we have to understand that. We cannot change the culture. We have not been successful. If money or military might would change that part of the world, we'd have done it by now.
Manchin says both the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have cost the United States trillions of dollars. More than 6,000 soldiers have died fighting in the two countries. Manchin says unless the people of Iraq and Afghanistan rise to the level of wanting to defend themselves from terrorist organizations like Al-Qaeda, the United States can't do anything else for them. Manchin does not think the U.S. needs to have a permanent presence in a country if we are unable to change the minds and ideas of the people there.
As I've said this, we can stay in Iraq or we can stay in Afghanistan for another year, another 10 years, or 20 years. Unless we intend to stay in perpetuity forever to try to keep some type of force because they don't have the will or the backbone to defend themselves, they don't have the desire to basically die for their homeland or fight and die for their homeland, as Americans have for ours. And it's a sectarian type of war. Only thing we can do is offer help to those who want to help themselves. You can't force them to enter the fight. If the Sunnis are not going to fight against their own sectarian brothers and sisters, the Sunnis, we can't make them do that. If it's going to separate into a sectarian civil war, such as you have the Kurds and the Sunnis and the Shiites, that's where it's been. That's where it's going to go, maybe, and that's maybe territorial. I don't know. We can't force that to stay together as a country, Iraq or Syria, if it's not going to be the will of the people.
Manchin says the U.S. has been at war in Afghanistan and Iraq longer than any war in the country's history, and he says neither have been successful. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Liz McCormick in Charleston.